You're listening to WDIY Classics. My name is Karen Elchar, and I'm very pleased to have with me today Dr. Stephen Sammets, Lehigh University Choral Arts Artistic Director, talking with us about his oratorio, A Child's Requiem, as well as the remainder of the program being held at Zellner Arts Center on November 6 and 7. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you here, and I see you've come up with another wonderful oratorio. So why don't we jump right into the oratorio? Tell us all about it. What was your inspiration?
Well, this is called A Child's Requiem, and it will be performed at Zellner Arts Center on November 6th and 7th in Baker Hall at 8 o'clock. And it's on a program with the Vaughan Williams Serenade to Music, which will be conducted by my colleague, Sunmin Lee. For the program, we have assembled almost a cast of 300 on stage. This will include the 200-plus singers of Lehigh University Choral Arts, an orchestra of about 22, the Princeton Girl Choir, and my professional choir, the Princeton Singers. They're all coming together to do this piece, which is in memory of the 26 people that were slain at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. And this piece started by my being awarded the Raymond and Beverly Sackler Music Composition Prize. And I wrote this oratorio, The Child's Requiem, as a result of getting this prize. This is a prize which is administered by the University of Connecticut. And I was writing for people in Connecticut, and I'm from Connecticut. I was actually raised about 20 miles from Sandy Hook Elementary. And I felt when this happened that it was something that affected me very immediately. I had grown up in a kind of idyllic setting in southwestern Connecticut, and I felt like these children were robbed of an experience that should have rightfully been theirs, a kind of time to play, time to grow up, time to find themselves, and their lives were tragically cut short in 2012.
And then also, from what I understand, and we've not listened to the entire oratorio, that's obviously something we're inviting the audience, our listeners, to come to Zellner Arts Center on November 6 and 7. But from what I understand, there are three lines, necessarily, which recall a particular picture in your mind.
Well, you're referring to the first lines that open the Requiem. This was actually an unusual process. I'm going to back off from that question and then come back to it. This was a very different journey for me to write this piece than any piece I'd done before, because it was a very public process. I received this award. I was asked actually to talk about my concept of the piece on CBS News at the anniversary of Sandy Hook in 2013, and I hadn't written a note of it. It was a very odd circumstance. But they had found my plan, which included reaching out nationally to elementary schools and church groups and parents. And what I was trying to do was collect writings of children in their responses to tragedy and loss. Children, it turns out, grieve very differently than adults. And I was helped in this by a little research from a group called Good Grief in New Jersey, which specializes in children's grieving. And I wanted to find out what that difference was in order to give voice to the peer group most affected at Sandy Hook. And it turns out children grieve in a way that is very personal. They might find, you know, if their parent dies suddenly, well, who's going to take me to the baseball game? Or who's going to help me? And it's not that they're self-centered, it's just that their world is so threatened. And I found that very interesting because Sandy Hook threatens their world. It tore their world apart. So I started out getting responses from children. I got about 500 responses. The world got out. We got as far as California. We made connections with Gabriel Gifford's Hands of Hope organization in California. This went to New Jersey. This went all around the country, and I started to get responses. Most of my responses that I actually used in the piece came from two principal schools. One is the Swain School in the Lehigh Valley, and that effort was led by Marilyn Hazelton, their poet in residence. And very differently, I got responses from an inner city Philly school, the Hamilton Distance School, through their music program director, Katie Young, who also sings in the Princeton Singers. And I started to assemble these children's lines in a libretto that would become the Child's Requiem. And the children's lines, I determined very early on, I wasn't going to edit. They were going to be just the way they sent them to me. And they also sent me drawings. So I started to write this piece, and I covered the walls in children's drawings and children's writing, and I chose their words, and it created a child's world. And in contrast to that, I needed an adult world, because Sandy Hook represents the collision of an innocent children's world with an adult, more complicated, somewhat violent world. And in order to do that, I used texts of American poets to represent the adult world. So interspersed with the children's lines are poems of Ralph Waldo Emerson, his Trinity, written on the death of his son, and lines of H.D., our local luminary, born in Bethlehem. H.D. was one of the great imagist poets of the 20th century, and also Emily Dickinson. So these became the adult world, and the children's lines became the child's world. And when I started this, I knew there were three lines I was going to start with, because many of your listeners will recall an iconic kind of picture that came out after Sandy Hook of all the children being led from the school onto the firehouse parking lot. They were told to stay in line, hold hands, and keep their eyes closed. So the Requiem opens with a very stark image. There's a sound of a children's classroom. All the chaos and all the little toys and instruments that happen and laughter, and that builds, and then there is suddenly a kind of crack, a shot from the orchestra, and the children are led onto stage holding hands, and they are whispering, stay in line, hold hands, keep your eyes closed. And the rest of the piece, after this very strong opening gesture, really is working out the tension of that opening. If you would like to hear a segment of this, there's very different responses that started to arise as I wrote the piece. And characters started to arise. And there are soloists. There are three wonderful soloists who will be joining us. A treble soloist from the Princeton Girl Choir, Tammy Petty, who is known to our listening audience. She has sung here at Lehigh Choral Arts in the Beethoven 9 and in My Carmina Amoris last year. She'll be taking on the role of the mother, and perhaps later on we can hear one of the arias that she sings. It's a mother's lament. And there's a tenor who is the father figure. He's the most conflicted figure of the piece. The father actually is angry and doesn't understand what happened and is coming to grips with this throughout the piece, a kind of reaction you expect from a parent. But the voice of the child, the treble soloist, represents something very different. And frequently the child, particularly in a solo, is offering comfort. So there's a kind of inversion of the departed spirit of the child offering the parent who is grieving solace. And in the first aria that is sung by a treble soloist on an Emily Dickinson poem, the text is, if I can stop one heart from grieving, I shall not have lived in vain. So there is this voice from the beyond that speaks to the father after his first aria, offering comfort.
And so we'll listen to the child's aria.
Thank you.
And we've just been listening to the Child's Aria, which is part of A Child's Requiem, an oratorio composed by Stephen Sammet to honor the 20 children and 6 adults who were killed during the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. Stephen, you also have a piece of artwork which you've associated with your oratorio as well. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, very early on, and I think probably the initial inspiration of A Child's Requiem, I asked one of our members of the Choral Union, Katie Dyer, if she had any former students, she's a second grade teacher, who might have parents who might participate in this project. It was a great gift that a week later I had a picture, which is now on our posters and is online, so your listeners can go and see it. It was this beautiful picture of when a small child was asked, where do people go when they die? She drew 2 angels holding hands in heaven on clouds. And this was a very interesting and beautiful kind of realization that we were asking children for the responses to tragedy and death. And kids can't be negative, or they have a hard time staying there. So many of the responses that were beautifully written in the libretto end up being, I'm going to a place where there's rainbows. I'm going to a place where there's happiness. Children respond very differently, and it's very hard to keep them in a sad place. I want to just say that the texts from the Lehigh Valley were very different from the texts from the inner city kids. And I think it's very powerful to see the difference. So there are speakers that happen within the context of the performance. There's actual spoken word. And when you get kids standing up saying things that were brought to light by the kids at the inner city Philly school, they're saying, I lost my 9-year-old cousin because some man shot him 4 times. Or I lost my grandmother, my aunt, somebody shot them out of nowhere. Or when my friend died, I ran from the teenager. I ran to the store and started crying. This is a culture that we fortunately in some ways don't have to experience in the Lehigh Valley, but is very present in this inner city school. And these children's stories are given voice inside the Child's Requiem. And some of those kids will be with us and be able to take a bow at the performance. They were at the premiere in March. And it's been an interesting journey being with these children because I went down to Philadelphia and was able to sit with them and talk to them and get a little more sense of their stories. And they're very grateful to have their stories heard. And I think it's very important we are able to hear their stories.
And the performance for the Child's Requiem, as well as the Vaughan Williams A Serenade to Music, that's going to be held at Zellner Arts Center on November 6 and 7, and we'll give ticket information shortly. But also as part of that, we have a pre-show discussion about your process, connecting the students in the schools for the libretto, etc. So this gives background, presumption, a background of the piece itself and your concept and how you've pulled it together. Yes.
Well, the pre-concert lecture is going to be given by Sheila White of the Zollner staff. And Sheila is expert in things educational, things outreach. And she's going to be discussing the process. And she's going to be discussing, I think, also the larger issues that are brought up in the piece. That this is a piece, composers respond to their social surroundings. And, you know, this is a piece which brings up very deep issues of safety. How do we keep our children safe in violent times? And, you know, starts that national conversation in an artistic sense of, you know, where are we as a society where people sometimes who have issues of mental health are allowed to be armed and what happens in these circumstances. So Child's Requiem certainly speaks to these issues, and Sheila will be talking before the concert about the music, but also about the social context. And on Friday, I believe we will have some of the kids actually being able to participate and speak about what their experiences were at 7 o'clock before the 8 o'clock concert.
Well, Dr. Sammets, I do appreciate you coming in. It's been a pleasure having you. And for our listeners, to obtain tickets for this production, this presentation by the Lehigh Valley Choral Arts and Princeton Singers, Princeton Girl Choir, 22-member orchestra, and the 200 singers of the Lehigh University Choral Arts. Performances will be held on November 6 and 7 at the Zellner Arts Center. For tickets, you may phone 610-758-2787, or you can go online to zellnerartscenter.org. It's been a pleasure having you, and we're going to close out with another selection.
Many times in this piece, it is again the interaction with the child that is being featured, and in this aria for the mother, she's really speaking to the departed child, and it's called Child of Song, and it's asking for the child that she held, the child that she sang to be with her at her final hour. So it's called Child of Song, the mother's aria from A Child's Requiem.
It's been wonderful having you. Thank you very much for coming in, and good luck with the concerts.
Thank you very much.
True.